أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزعا ثم ادعوهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. We were reading the second incident which Allah mentions here in order to build our yaqeen and our full conviction of the akhirat, where that is a reality and it is more of a reality than what this dunya is. Dunya is only a dream, but unfortunately we have made dunya a reality and akhirat we hardly think about it. Whereas all the time a mu'min should, every moment of his life, whatever he does, it should be in consideration with his akhirat, whether it's going to benefit him, harm him, or whatever in the akhirat. That is what we should think. So for that Allah explained the one incident of Hazrat Uzair, how the city had fallen down and everything was destroyed, and after 100 years Allah brought him back to life and brought that whole city also completely back to life again, from which he understood and he accepted and he said, "In a'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir." Allah has got qudrat over everything. Then the second incident which we are discussing is of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua to Allah, "Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mauta." Oh Allah, show me, how will you bring the dead back to life again? Allah said, "Awalam tu'min," don't you believe? He said, "Yes, definitely I believe, but for the contentment of my heart." And this really was to teach us all till Qiyamah that we also have that full yaqeen on the akhirat. And everything we do must be in consideration whether it's going to be beneficial for us in the akhirat or harmful. So for that Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةَ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Farmaya, tu pakar le char janwar urne wale. O Ibrahim, you catch four birds. Take four birds, catch them, and fasur hunna ilayk. Phir unko hila le apne saath. And then make them very, very used to you, like pets. Like many people, they have parrots, etc., and they speak to the parrots understand, respond also. So like that, whichever kind of birds they were, Allah said that catch four birds and then make them your very close pets, that they recognize your voice also. And what instructions you give them, they do that what you tell them. Everything very close, and you have a very close relationship also with those birds. After that, ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبْلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْعًا. Phir rakh de har pahar par unke badan ka ek ek tukra. And then slaughter those four birds, make mince out of them, the feathers, the bones, the meat, everything completely make mince, mix it all up, totally mix it. That not one bird only, but the four birds, mix it up completely. And then take it, then on the mountains, put a little bit of all that mixture on different mountains. And after that, ثُمَّ دُوهُنَّ. Phir unko bula, then call them again. Yatinaka sa'ya, chale aavenge tere paas daurte. They will come with speed towards you. And then you will see that clearly. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did that, and he took four birds, made them like his pets very close, and he knew them well, properly, and they knew him properly. And then Allah said, slaughter them and make complete mince out of them and mix all that completely. On each mountain put a little bit of it, then call them to you. And you'll see they'll come flying fast towards you. Like that it will be in akhirat. That people will have died, they will have gone in their qabr, and there will be nothing left of them. people, there were mass deaths take place in pandemics, where bombings take place, and people are all mixed up also, and there's a mass graveyard also. But all, everyone is very closely related to Allah Ta'ala, Muslim, non-Muslim, animals, human beings. Allah knows His creation very, very well. More than what we know ourselves, Allah knows us more better. More than what we have pets, and we train them, and they do everything what we tell them to do, more than that, Allah is in control of us. So on the day of Qiyamah, just by one call of Allah, all will come back to life again. No matter, the person might have died in a fire, and nothing was left of him, nothing to be buried also. He was drowned and nobody found his body, and his body in the water became also all pieces, and they all went in different directions. But each one on the day of Qiyamah, by one call of Allah, everyone will come back to life. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ اور جان لے بے شک اللہ زبردست ہے حکمت والا. And know very well that Allah is the all-powerful. And Allah is the full wise. Why Allah gave this command of the four birds, Allah alone knows. We don't know. What is the relationship? We don't know. And this procedure which Allah had prescribed, why did Allah prescribe it? How was it? That is beyond us. And from here also, when a person should understand, من عرف ربه فقد عرف نفسه. A person who has recognized Allah, the greatness of Allah, His power, His knowledge, he will realize how insignificant he is. That I've got no knowledge whatsoever. I've got no power whatsoever. And the person who submits like this to Allah, the essence of this is that we learn and we take this lesson that the yaqeen of the akhirah, that we have full conviction. In that way, like a person will spend, for example, a whole day earning some money. And how much do we earn after all, after a whole days of toiling? And if a person sits for a few minutes, and for example, he reads the durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. Just a few seconds it took, about 2-3 seconds. And you read it one time, the reward of it is so great that 70 farishtas for 1,000 days, that's about 3 years, they get tired writing the sawab. So just this little effort and our toiling, a person who has got yaqeen on the akhirat, he will do that. A person who has got yaqeen on the akhirat, for example, he reads, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is more weightier than the Mount of Uhud. The Mount of Uhud is a mountain range stretching for kilometers and kilometers. Each word of them, the reward is more greater. If we got yaqeen of the akhirat, yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will definitely take our time and we will prepare for that. If a person has got that yaqeen, Quran Sharif, a person reads the whole Quran Sharif, roughly about 32 million sawabs he gets. And that's the currency of akhirat. To get 32 million to read the whole Quran Sharif, there are many people who read every day, they make one khatam. And we, after working so hard for our whole day's toiling, do we get even just a 1,000 rand net that we make? How much do we make? Where we come near a million that we can earn so much? But if we have got yaqeen on the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and akhirat, we will need that currency. There will be shopping also, and to do that shopping we'll need that currency. If we got that yaqeen, we will be doing it. Otherwise, we will be more interested in the little things of this dunya. Small things amuse small minds. Then we are just worried about this dunya all the time. So all this is to build that yaqeen. May Allah bless us with that. Also, we should think that our lights were gone for roughly about 30 hours. Maybe many of us complained to the council, to the responsible people, the people responsible, that what's happening, when are the lights coming? Though they might have told us it will come at certain time, but we kept on pestering them. When the lights came back, how many of us made shukr to Allah? How many of us, even 1%, we told those people now, thank you that the lights are back. When we did not have it, we might have complained a lot. When we got it, who of us had, so to say, the decency to at least say Jazakallah, to say thank you that the lights are back again. And the lights, we might say electricity is expensive, no matter what amount we are paying for it. But what work we are doing with the electricity, how much all our work is facilitated, is made easy, it's really nothing that we are paying for it. The amount that we take advantage and benefit of the electricity. So we should make shukr. And shukr is at three levels. One is in our heart we should appreciate it. This electricity is also a great ni'mat of Allah. We don't think of it, we use it for almost everything. This was a little lesson. Just for about 30 hours we did not have it and we found our life so difficult. We found so many problems. And then shukr in our heart that we have got this. Then on our tongue, we should even speak in the house, Allah shukr that we got electricity again. All the things, our freezers, if the freezers are not working, our stoves, our ovens are not working, our air cons are not working, everything we got a problem. Even the telephone lines not working because of no current. And then the real shukr is now to use this ni'mat in the correct way. Not that we put our TVs on again. Not that we are watching all haram things again. We use this ni'mat for the right things, to please Allah Ta'ala. When we use it for the right, and we make the shukr, Allah increases our ni'mat. This was just a little test in reality from Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, we can say cables were stolen, whatever else it was. Allah uses people for different things. The real doer is only Allah. So how much of shukr did we make to Allah? And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Those who are not thankful to people will never be able to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So all those Allah made the means of it, how much are we thankful to them? Complaining, we usually complain very quickly, and for small things we complain a lot. But to make shukr, which is a great ibadat on its own, and we are rewarded separately for making shukr, we are very weak in that. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of shukr. By shukr, a person becomes a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And by complaints, always, nobody likes that you must complain about him. Even if he was not, even if he's negligent and he did not do something and we complain, nobody likes you must complain about him. All like that you must make shukr. We complain for every small thing and shukr we hardly make. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.